Carlo D'Angelo here. It's another episode of The Criminal Lawyer. We've been talking in the last few episodes about the essential elements that a crime must have. Today, I want to talk about some of the justifications or defenses you might have if accused of a crime. The law recognizes several kinds of defenses like duress, necessity, self-defense, defense of others, and even defense of property. I want to key in a little bit today on self-defense. You have a general right to defend yourself against the use of unlawful force. What this means is you are accused of committing a crime, let's say a battery, the unwanted touching of another person. You can raise a defense that your unwanted touching of the other person was justified because you were met with unlawful force by that person. And you had to respond and defend yourself. And the law will give you the defense of self-defense, but you must establish certain basic elements before you can carry that defense forward. It's an affirmative defense, which means you've got the burden of establishing that the force you used was justified. So, in order for you to get this defense across to a jury or to a trier of fact, be it a judge or a jury, you've got to establish that you were resisting the present or imminent use of unlawful force. It's typically not going to be enough for someone to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I'm going to punch you in the nose. And then you get in the car, go to their house, go to their front door, and punch them back. Because that may not be viewed as an imminent threat of force. But if you are standing face to face and someone tells you, I'm going to punch you in the nose, and you respond by raising a hand in defense, you might get away with it. But if you are met with a present threat where the person raises their arm up and does swing at you to punch you in the nose and you strike them back, well, then you've got that element. You are meeting the present or imminent threat of force. Now, the force cannot exceed the threat. So if someone is about to punch you in the nose, you can meet that threat with equal force. You can punch them back. You can slap them back. You can put them in a headlock. What you can't do is you cannot use deadly force or force that would cause serious bodily injury unless you are met with deadly force or serious bodily injury type of force. Somebody slaps you across the face, you cannot pull out a machete and hack them up. That would not fly under the law because you're using deadly force in response to non-deadly force. The law also requires that you not be the aggressor. In other words, if you are the person who's instigated the fight and then you want to turn around at trial and say, hey, I was only defending myself, if it can be proven that you were the aggressor and that you started this, then you're probably not going to be allowed to allege self-defense. There is an exception to this. If you were met with, let's say, non-deadly force, and I'll put it to you this way, if you're the aggressor and you are using non-deadly force, you shove somebody. So you confront another person and you shove them. And they then turn around and respond to you with an unexpected machete and start using deadly force against you, and you withdraw as the aggressor, you are no longer at this point now the aggressor in the fight. Well, if that deadly force persists, you might be justified then in using self-defense because you started out as the aggressor, you backed off, and now you're met with excessive deadly force, and now you've got to defend yourself. So you might get away with it. Other thing that may come up, and it depends on the state you live in, is you may have a duty to retreat. Now, this goes state by state, and most states do not impose a duty upon you to retreat before you use force to defend yourself. But you'd better know, based upon the law in your jurisdiction, what that right is. Do you have, for example, most states say you don't have to retreat if you're defending yourself in your own home. I hope that self-defense was helpful for you. As always, you can always check me out, D'Angelo Legal, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or on my website. I'll see you soon with another episode.